Welcome to episode 25 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. Visit us on the web at thenoisecast.com, read our articles, comment, give us your suggestions, or just tweet at us at twitter.com/noisecast. By the way, twitter.com, not Twitter. I totally George Bush that one. Okay. Anyway, on tonight's episode, All-Star Crew starring Bazooka Fox.
Long time no see.
Yeah. Gonzo Ryder.
Happy Sunday.
Kevlar Menace.
Hey, fellas.
And Veto Number 9.
Bueno.
Is it now?
I don't think that's a greeting.
I hope you never go to Mexico, sir. He's going to walk around and he's like, bueno.
Have you ever seen actually, I had many Mexican friends when I was living in Southern California, and a Mexican girlfriend, and that's how they answer the phone for some reason. I don't know why.
Did you see the tourist by any chance?
Has anybody seen the tourist?
Okay, I saw the tourist, and Johnny Depp is in Italy, and he keeps speaking Spanish to people, and they're all making fun of him for being an American tourist because he speaks Spanish. That's what you reminded me of. It's funnier if you've seen a tourist, goddammit.
So nobody's seen it. You remind him of Johnny Depp.
I can get down with that.
That's kind of hot.
Johnny Depp is a good-looking man.
Yeah, okay.
I don't deny all you want.
A special welcome to everybody who's listening live in the Ustream, albeit tonight's technical difficulties that are totally failing all over the place. So
not our fault.
Yeah, Ustream's being a douche. But if you can try to bypass the chat, the Ustream chat via IRC, we posted a little tweet about it just now. Otherwise, just sit back and listen.
Light up a candle and enjoy.
Indeed.
Put on your favorite podcast robe and let's rock.
Oh, yeah.
Softly.
Oh, so April Fool's was this week, and April Fool's, known around the world for its jokes on the internet, all the yokes. Any particular jokes that stood out to you, any pranks, whether they be internet related or shit you participated in or shit that you did?
Yeah, I picked my mom up from the airport for we went to baby shower yesterday. Is my wife is pregnant, and as soon as my mom came outside, I was like, hurry, we gotta go, her water just broke. And it didn't break, so my mom freaked out for all of, like, 30 seconds before I told her it was a joke.
Good times.
You shouldn't have given it up so soon. You should have just driven around real fast in a panic.
Well, I thought about jumping in the car and flooring it, but I don't know what the airport security people would think, so...
Just go with it. Tell them, hey, my wife's water broke. I gotta get out of here.
And then
just take that and run with it. Like a marathon runner.
Any other April Fool's comments or stories?
I mean, I really got a kick out of watching the video for the Google Motion.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
I thought that was pretty clever.
Where they implemented motion controls for Gmail.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, I could actually see someone trying to make a technology like that nowadays. Like a Kinect hack or some shit. Get work done while moving around.
I think
actually
somebody did.
Oh, yeah, somebody did use a Kinect for that.
Yeah, they just got an announcement. Was it today, I think?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've been in the car all day.
But, I mean, yeah, it was lag as all get out, but it was usable.
ICT MXR Labs response to Google Gmail Motion. So,
Yeah, this guy pretty much had to connect to do, like, you know, waving your hands and yawning and stuff like that and all these other gestures to use Gmail. Just call me that Uber gizmo.
That's ridiculous.
Too much free time.
Too much free time in such a short span of time is what I say.
Yeah.
Like a day after the prank went live, the custom connect
had. Yeah, because today's the 3rd, so we had a whole day to work on it. Banged it out. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot that I saw that actually went down, but I kind of didn't really venture away from my hidey hole.
Did anybody see Hulu yesterday or on April Fool's?
Yes.
They don't watch GeoCities.
Yes. Hulu transformed its site back to 1996.
Yep.
Oh, that is kind of cool. I wish I would have finally seen that.
I downloaded the Internet Explorer 9, a copy of that, because you got a free Hulu 1 month with it. And I went to Hulu, and I honestly thought that's what IE9 was. That was the first site I went to with it. It's like, this is awful.
It was actually fun, though. I had, like, all the GIFs, all low-resolution JPEGs and GIFs and all the frames and stuff like that. They actually put some good thought into it. So
I wouldn't Bravo use the term them. Good, but
they put something into it.
Yeah. The Noisecast had an April Fool's joke, in case anybody missed that.
I'm not
You're
sure
so
they did
proud
that.
Of yourself. You were I so am. Damn
that post
proud
had like 38
yourself.
Comments. I was pretty impressed.
That's right.
Going, guys.
Noisecast transformed itself to a Gawker clone.
Oh, and it actually worked on mobile a whole lot better than the current site.
It worked on the desktop even better.
I don't know about that. It's actually that formatting worked a lot better for mobile than anything else I've seen.
But we're back to normal, though. We're back to the old design.
A lot.
So we're not leading the revolution in blog consumption anymore?
Gotta hope not.
Gotta pick up steam. We started in May, or March, rather. But we'll
True.
Get there. We'll get there. So, moving on to news. Are we done with April Fools?
Yeah, we can do some news.
Okay, well...
Yes.
All right, everybody, that was it for tonight. Thank you for listening in to episode 25 of the Noisecast.
Actually, yeah, we would be, you know, wrapping up about now if everything had worked.
We're really tired. We're just going to go home.
Well, we should actually just end it right now just to troll everybody, late April Fools. That would piss off Agrippa so much.
He'd be like, fuck you guys, I'm not talking to you guys for forever.
I wonder if someone is going to actually, like, turn it off after that. They're like, oh, they're done. They're wrapping up. Let's go ahead and, you know, close it out.
Okay. Google Plus One was the big news this week, where Google implemented a sort of Facebook like button for its search results, where you could pretty much like search results on Google as long as you have a Google profile. That's public. Well, I guess they're not doing private ones anymore, but just if you have a Google profile, go through the web, plus one your Google search results that you like, and they show up on your profile, and they broadcast it to your friends as well.
How many people actually go to their Google profile and, like, check it out?
No, the way it works is, I think it's similar to the way they already link your email contacts and everything else. That if you have something plus one, then it's if someone searches for the same term or similar terms, then that it just basically bumps up that result a few than it would have normally been.
I
wrote
suppose.
An article on it, you jerk off. You could probably go look at it.
I read the article. I just think it's kind of a silly service.
It is. It's more of an advertising. There's no social aspect. That's what they're billing it. I see it more as them being able to target their ads. Like, if they have your ads targeted down, you know, they know what you like, and then all of a sudden your friend starts clicking on links that you've plus-oned,
then you're good. Then they just, you know, take all the targeting they've done on you and they apply it to him, so he gets crappy ad results or as well.
Yeah, that's true. I still think it's just it's silly.
I'm not going to be using it.
I think it's like just the beginning. I guess this is more or less like a beta test, a public beta test of it. They're not calling it that because if you think about it, you know, with the Facebook like button being so dominant, you know, and the Twitter retweet button, you think Google would want to make a big push towards having a plus one button on anything? Because right now, if I search for something on Google and then I go to the website and, you know, I'm clicking around the website and I find something that, you know, from the search results that I like, I would end up having to go back to Google and searching for that exact title and looking for that exact article again just to plus one it, which puts a lot of unnecessary steps in.
There needs to be a better back end sort of thing to it. Like, if you could open up your iGoogle, if anyone still uses that.
I don't
use a homepage anymore. But yeah, open up your iGoogle and you have like plus one results from your friends, or can like stumble upon or something like that. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it will evolve. I mean, the whole point of everybody been talking about Google the last few weeks about sort of not making the big pushes for these new innovative products anymore, like they did with Wave and stuff that failed. Just sort of like, you know, flying under the radar a little bit and slowly pushing stuff out gradually and slowly. So there's a huge chance that we will end up seeing a streamlined plus one button all over the place eventually.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I just think, like, right now, the whole concept of it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, Google is also taking a big step away from its traditional format with Android. I mean, the whole plus one, the whole new social thing is this whole new social thing for Google. And now with Android, they're sort of, Android's always been touted as an open sort of operating system for mobile devices. You know, there's no restrictions. There's no this and that. You can do whatever you want on it. It's pretty much a definition of internet or mobile freedom. Now Google's sort of backpedaling a little bit, and apparently they're placing some very heavy restrictions, especially on carriers that, you know, like to go in and modify the skin and look and functionality of Android, like Moto Blur from Motorola or the Samsung UI. So yeah. Google apparently is taking a huge stab at fragmentation, which, although they've been denying it as being a real problem, it's very well exists. So any thoughts on Google's sort of different approach now?
I think that's what they needed to do.
Yeah. Otherwise, it was going to get ugly.
People get so angry about the, you know, if they're moving away from open, but it kind of needs to be done. And it benefits everyone. I mean, kind of the carriers and definitely the end users. And what is that right now? There's absolutely no benefit for the end user. Take it from someone who has a Android phone on AT&T.
There you go. So does this mean that open software is destined to fail somehow?
No, it's not. I just don't think the idea of like totally open. There has to be some, you know, constrictions on anything. You can't just go out willy-nilly and do everything.
The problem with the idea of open with Android is it's open to certain people. Usually for the end user, there's only a limited amount of openness. It's usually the carriers and the manufacturers that actually get to do whatever they want with it. So I think it seems almost as if this implementation will kind of help sustain some of that openness to the people who actually use the device other than the people who are making money off of it. If that makes any sense.
The reason I think they're doing it is because, like we were saying, the carriers and the manufacturers were doing so much that was crippling their very, very good software. Last week I put 2.3 on my droid. And something that I never wanted to do was root or change the phone experience, simply because I wanted to be able to say, no, it works fine with just the normal software. But the fact is, because of Motorola's bullshit implementation of a custom UI, it wasn't working perfectly. As soon as I put 2.3 on there, I love this phone. This thing is amazing. If Google would prevent the manufacturers from locking their shit down and leave the openness in the hands of the end user, it would be better.
Well, okay. Now, that's one thing I think Apple got right. Because you don't, when you get the iPhone update, you get it from Apple. You don't go through AT&T, and I doubt you'll go through Verizon for it. And right. That's one of the things Windows Phone 7 is suffering from, because there's a blog post on there, the Microsoft Windows Phone blog, that says, hey, it's out of our hands. We've handed it off to your, you know, the people you pay. So bug them about it. You know?
So yeah, that's the way it should be. They shouldn't put so much power in the hands of the carriers, because they're the ones that are fucking it up.
And what's the carrier's not checking it for, you know, our satisfaction, because they're not going to change anything if it doesn't work. What they're making sure is that you can, there's no like instant on tether.
That's all. Well, I found a few things in here. Well, one in particular, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but if you go in into the Wi-Fi hotspot in the 2.3 on the Droid X. Anybody that has a Droid X that has
I heard about
2.3 on it, if you go into the 3G mobile hotspot and you try to turn it on, if you read the alert, it says blah 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 blah. To enable this on your account, go to att.com/mywireless or dial 611.
Yeah.
Now, when I show this to people, they're like, okay. And then I have to remind them, hello, jackass, that's a Verizon-only phone. So, yeah. Because the way that we got 2.3 was, it was a 2.3 Gingerbread build that was given to Verizon. Verizon was like, whoa, no, you can't put this out. There are problems. We need to work through this. And somebody else decided, well, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to leak it. It works just fine. It says AT&T. Whoopty fucking shit.
What phone did it come from? The Atrix or something?
I don't know. I don't know that there are any 2.3 phones.
Yeah.
Well, the Atrix.
The Inspire, which is the other 4.3 phone on AT&T. Those are still on 2.2.
You mean 4G? 4.3.
No, 2.2.
You meant 2.3.
Yeah. Yeah, you said 4.3.
Yeah.
No, 4.3 in screen. Isn't the Droid X another one of those?
Yes. Yes,
that's what I meant by that.
4.3 in screen, yeah.
Right. There have been rumors floating around, actually, about the whole carrier issue. Rumors saying regarding the licensing relationship between carriers and manufacturers. And because in order to push out an update, like was it Kevlar who said it earlier, that if you're using an iPhone or an iPad, you're getting the update directly from Apple, right?
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, I've never had it, but when people get, they're like, oh, you can update now. And
yeah, everybody gets the update.
Go to apple.com or whatever. Yeah, like
you plug it into iTunes and it downloads straight to your computer.
Yeah,
and you
iTunes
right
checks
there.
It for you. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, if you're doing an Android update, though, that is over the air most of the time. Like you'll get a notice on your device that says there's an update available for you. Do you want to download it? And it'll download it regardless of it on Wi-Fi or 3G or 4G.
Yeah. So well, with Windows, you have to plug it into the computer for it to actually download. It'll tell you there's one, but you have to plug it into your home sync computer for it to actually upgrade.
Okay, so pretty much we've established that Apple and Windows Phone 7 updates are via your desktop. They're via dedicated internet connection. Whereas Android, it goes over the airways of the carrier. So,
well, it depends. There have been a few Samsung phones where you would download something onto your computer and it would download the update and then flash over to your phone.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the exception, but what I'm trying to say is that there's rumors going on in the wireless industry that the reason why we don't see, for example, Sony Ericsson pushing updates to 2.3 or Samsung not pushing their Galaxy updates to 2.3 and stuff is because carriers charge the manufacturer for the bandwidth that they're going to be pushing their updates on. There's a license that says, okay, we'll push it out for you the first time, it's good, and then every subsequent update that you push out costs a certain amount of money. It'll require how many millions of dollars in licensing fees. So the manufacturers are like, well, fuck that. You know, we're pushing out a phone, and then 3 months down the line, the phone will be halfway through its product cycle. We're not going to spend another how many millions of dollars just to push a stupid little update. So fuck that. We're not updating.
And now, is there any actual evidence for this, or is it just conspiracy theory?
No, it all started out as a forum post from somebody who claimed to be an insider in AT&T or Samsung or something like that. And that's how the rumor sort of blew up. There's no, you know, the only thing you have to go by, it's a rumor. You only have to go by is it's his word that he is an insider. But that's why he's saying a lot of people are just saying, fuck it, I'm not going to update for a tiny update. I'm not going to pay money for going from 2.2 to 2.23. I'm going to pay for something that's a significant upgrade that significantly changes the functionality of my device. So 2.2 to 2.3.1, for example. So
yeah,
if that really was true, I wouldn't be that surprised by that.
Well, it doesn't make sense to do. I mean, kind of does, I guess, but it's a lot of work to push out every single little device, especially when they're being managed by the carriers, which is where the problem lies.
I don't see how that makes sense, though, because everybody that has a smartphone is required to have a data plan with it. And mm-hmm. most of the data plans are unlimited. Now, there are people that have limitations on their data plan. Yes, I understand that. But you're talking a couple hundred megs.
Yeah, but they're not talking about. They're saying that it not only costs bandwidth, but it also requires AT&T or Verizon to go through and spend money to approve this thing to make sure it meets their standards. You know what I mean?
Because they're going to want their standards. That's what they're going to want to
put. They're going to exactly.
That's why people root.
They're going to want to put in their bloatware. They're going to want to put in all that other shit, which is why they're turning around and charging the carriers, saying, well, fuck it. We got to put into work into this. You better pay up. We're not paying for it. So that's the whole rumor mill that's working right now.
Yeah, bull crap.
The problem with Android since day one.
But
that's what I'm hoping doesn't happen with Windows.
Well,
it's going to be a pain for this.
We'll see how the Nokia Windows relationship unfolds next year.
Well, next year might be different. But I honestly think the carriers have no place in managing the updates. I think that should come from the either the manufacturer of the phone, or Google's obviously not going to fix every, you know, version for every different Android phone that's out there. So I think the manufacturers should do that.
You're right. Something. Carriers are a distribution channel, nothing more. They should have absolutely zero say in what happens with the software.
And, you know, they should know how big the download is, and on months where you get your update, they just, you know, say it's a 200 meg download. They just take, you know, if you go over 200 meg on your data limit that month, they just subtract it. I don't see how that's difficult.
Or if anything, just say, you have to be on Wi-Fi to download this. Most people will be perfectly fine with being at home and just start downloading it.
I don't want to be on Wi-Fi on it. That's the thing. You're going to half download your...
That's not like what Samsung did. Is they had the desktop client. Of course, you know, you had to be on Windows to use it. But, you know, I doubt you're going to be using your 3G on your desktop.
No,
just download. I mean, so it's a good way to bypass
having it downloaded and fully. You wait till the whole thing downloaded and set on your desktop or your whatever, your computer, And then barring a power outage, you're not going to break your phone. Now, yeah. Of course, if you have a power outage and you're not in the laptop and you don't have a UPS, then sure, you're going to break your phone, but sure, yeah, whatever. That's your problem.
Well, if you're
if you pissed somebody off,
sympathy for that.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you pissed off karma enough to get all that crap lined up wrong, then yeah, just continue.
That would be me. My UPS would be dead, and then the power would go out.
The one cure you don't want to be
fire.
The one cure you don't want to be downloading anything on, apparently, is Sprint 4G network. It's this over 1,000 tests were run on New York City's Sprint 4G network, testing speeds and all that stuff and connectivity. And it turns out Sprint's 4G network is slower, not only than Verizon's 4G or T-Mobile's 4G, which quotes around the 4G, but it's even slower than 3G at most times, averaging anywhere between half a meg to 1 meg download speeds.
Wait, isn't that the same service that you use for your little Clear dongle?
Yeah, but my
By the same people. Yeah,
yeah. I guess they license it out to Sprint. But no, yeah, my Clear is. I never had that problem. But Sprint
That's weird, man. That seems like they're cheating.
Yeah, what's really weird is the fact that you have to pay $10 a month extra for 4G.
Even if you're nowhere near an area, yeah. I was actually considering switching to Sprint, but then I couldn't find a phone I really liked because they haven't had a decent phone come out in a while.
Yeah, they really could have got a great Palm.
Everyone wants a Palm.
You know, actually, it wouldn't be as bad because at least I could fiddle with it. My phone's pretty much locked down. Which is, I mean, nice. I'm not going to screw it up, but and I can unlock it, I guess. And apparently, there's a way to force the update by telling my phone it's in Turkey. But
yeah, I saw that. It's kind of overly complicated.
Yeah. Well, no. All you do is you go in, you do the chevron crack, the one that they cracked like 6 months ago or whatever, and then you just change one registry setting in the phone, tell it you're in Turkey, and it says, "Oh, you're in Turkey. You need this update."
Does it then look for Turkish carriers to connect to?
No, it downloads it from Microsoft.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It doesn't. I guess it doesn't check the IP, which who cares? But I don't think Microsoft's going to fix it because the way Microsoft basically said, "Hey, don't bitch at us, bitch at your carriers," because we're done with these updates. You know, there's two updates that we're waiting on. There's a February and a March. The February is just minor, and the March is supposed to be the copy and paste. So,
well, you still have a few more days until the end of March.
Yeah, early March was the quotes. But then Samsung screwed everything up by having their phones completely fail at it. So that pushed it back for everyone.
Fabulous is really insulted that you hated on his Palm, Gonzo. He's got a
phone. I don't care.
You know what? That's a terrible phone.
And he just bought it.
Well, he got it for really, really cheap, and I think he had a dumb phone before.
Okay,
so,
well,
honestly, it's not a bad upgrade.
You're moving up like the Jeffersons, then, sir.
Yeah. and then he's looking through the, you know, the Palm forums, trying to figure some way to mess out with it, the way, you know, mess with it, from what I could tell. So good for him.
Last topic about Google is QR codes. Anybody used a QR code before?
Yeah, all the time.
Quite a bit.
Big
turns
fan.
Out their end life is coming near. Google officially ended support for QR codes in its places thing.
Oh, whatever. Are we all switching to the Microsoft tag? Look it
but,
up. You'll think it's
the Microsoft
dumber than
tag.
The Pixie. Yeah.
But no, QR codes, which have been, you know, the cool thing for the last couple of years. You might even have seen them on some business cards. The thing about them is that they're just difficult to use sometimes because
you gotta line it.
Never had a problem with the QR code.
Hold on.
It depends on the software.
Like, for people like you and me, we take our phone out. You know, it's no big deal. But for other people, for example, who might have shaky hands. Okay, if you have Parkinson's or if you just have naturally shaky hands, trying to line up your phone, your barcode scanner with a QR code, it's almost impossible to do.
Dude, don't. No, I don't even want to hear that. I have been moving my phone toward the screen, and before I stopped, it scanned the fucking QR code. That is fucking bullshit.
As I was saying, it is being phased out for the actual for NFC. Cisco is also currently developing a business card that is NFC enabled to replace the QR code.
So it can go from like 5 cents a business card to 25 cents a business card. Makes a lot of damn sense.
Moral of the story is QR codes are dying. NFC is the future.
Okay, Jesus Diaz.
Yeah, thanks, Jesus.
Burn.
I can't say that you're saying QR codes are dying because I don't know if they ever really got really mainstream enough to say, oh, they're dying now.
They were kind of the hip thing.
Yeah, they were hip. They were cool. But not that many people used them.
I have a rumor here that a certain Lifted and Gifted sent a certain Stephen Callis a QR code on Twitter that may or may not have contained a blue waffle sort of image. Is that true? Have you stared at that image, Stephen?
I am not on Twitter because I'm busy being focused on making this podcast awesome.
So that was obvious denial. Anyone else thinks that was obvious denial?
Yeah.
Sounded like the doll to me.
All right. Waffle stare.
P.S. Lifted, fuck you.
Anyway. We love all of our viewers, except for that kid.
Except him. He's the third time. Continue, sorry.
Lifted. Okay, well, I guess nobody gave a shit about QR codes. So
I think it's stupid. I don't think it's going to die. I just think they need to program, you know, have it programmed better. Especially for my phone.
Okay, Amazon. Amazon's a good topic, okay? Amazon with its cloud player and cloud drive. That's cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. No,
I much enjoy that.
I used it. I did a video review on the Amazon cloud player app. Bazooka, I know you use it. You're using it all day, the other day as well. Anybody use the desktop version? On here, except for
I have it installed, but that's the only way to upload music. That's about it, though.
Okay.
Nope.
Is Amazon taking the lead in digital media distribution with this?
They're not distributing anything.
Yeah, the companies are still trying to come down on them with a hammer because apparently they aren't allowed to stream our music that we bought to us.
Yeah, they're having to, like, the labels are forcing them to sign fucking whatever you call it. I don't remember what they're called. License agreements.
The thing is, if Amazon didn't make a lot of money selling music already, they could tell them to fuck off. They'd just be like, I don't care, leave.
You should be buying your music from Amazon anyway instead of iTunes.
Yeah.
That's
Amazon is much better.
And cheaper. Me.
Yeah. And they have they have an Amazon MP3 Deals Twitter account, which you should consider following because it's all sorts of different types of music, and it's really, you get like an album for like $2 or $3 sometimes. It's really interesting.
Yeah, not like old ass albums. Like sometimes
you'll see stuff on sale,
like new shit. Yeah.
Like when something new comes out, sometimes they'll have it for like the first day. It'll be half price or something like that. So if you really need your Kanye fix or whatever you kids listen to these days.
Speaking of Amazon, I'm loving their new Amazon App Store for Android.
I have not used that.
I definitely recommend downloading it because, you know, it's got all the apps, but kind of the cheapo in me downloaded it because every day you get a free app. And it's usually really a lot of the top-end apps. Like, I got Flight Control today, Angry Birds Rio, Diner Dash, SoundHound Pro.
Diner Dash.
So, they give away a lot of free stuff.
I got to find out. I'm trying to look at, I'm looking at AppBrain right now. Was it called is it just called Amazon or?
Yeah, Amazon App Store for, if you go onto Amazon.com,
yeah, there's a pretty big splash screen of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't miss it if you go on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Lipton and Gith has been bitching about Windows 8, which is on our topic list. It has been, but I guess we'll... So I could shut up in the...
Well, before you go to that, apparently someone is taking 10 hours to upload 1 gig of music to Amazon Cloud Drive. You know why? Because he has 30 kilobits upload speed.
Because he's using a Pixie.
Yeah.
Same person?
No, I think if he actually tethered, he'd probably go faster. He lives in South Dakota. I didn't even know they had the internet there. Congratulations on being the first person in your town with the internet, sir. Your download speed is 130. Okay, and you're on chat? How are you streaming this, sir? How is this happening? Fabulous.
Okay, sound like 8-bit noises to him.
That beep sounded like Kevlar.
Oh, God. Why are we, harassing listeners?
Because
the same reason that our listeners are trying to dictate when and how often we broadcast. Fuck you. We'll get to Windows 8 when we get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we love them and we know they can take it.
Yeah. No, this is interaction, man. Making friends. Tough love.
Well, if you're looking for the Amazon, Amazon has a deal going on. If you purchase an Amazon MP3 album, you will automatically be upgraded to 20 gigabytes worth of storage for an entire year.
Wow. Holy crap. So you buy a $10 album and you get... How much is that $10 a year worth? 10 bucks?
Yeah, I mean, it's
15.
The 20 gigs after the first year, it's $20 a year for the 20 gigs.
That's still not... $20 a year?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not bad.
And you can find some
if
albums.
If I remember correctly, the cloud storage doesn't count the stuff that you buy. I think it's just the stuff that you upload.
Yep.
If I remember correctly. So, like, if you buy music on Amazon and it puts it into your cloud storage, that doesn't count against your cap. It's just the stuff that you upload from your computer.
And you, so
you can download like 100 gigs of shit.
You already have a 5 gigabyte limit or a 5 gigabyte free set of storage too.
Okay, so I'm about to buy an album just so I can.
You could find plenty of albums that are cheaper as well, especially if you go on Amazon, look for Amazon deals on MP3 albums. You might even be able to find a full album for $4 or $5.
Look for some indie music.
Yeah,
shut up. That'll
automate...
get out, sir.
Go in your room and find your ironic T-shirt and just buy some indie music. You'll feel right at home.
I mean, I got a pair of thick rim glasses I can send you, man.
Fucking sure. BCGs, I still got mine.
Okay, that doesn't count. You were BCs. That's not hipster. That's
I didn't say abstinent. I wore them. I said I had them.
No, I bet you wear them.
Ironically,
I bet you put your skinny jeans on and walk around freaking New Jersey,
dude. My fat ass would fit in skinny jeans.
Well, they wouldn't be as skinny, but they'd be tight.
All right. Any more thoughts on Amazon?
No, I like what they're doing.
Okay, can we lift it up right now by talking about Windows 8?
Yes.
Can we skip it? Can we skip it instead?
Can we just?
I say we just wipe it from the list.
It looks ridiculous.
All right. Real quick, Windows 8 screenshots were leaked. Paul Thurrott is one of the guys who leaked them. He's very known amongst the Windows community. He used to work at Windows, has a lot of inside connections and stuff like that. So pretty much Windows 8, these are the pre-beta screenshots. I mean, Windows 8 is still an alpha, but they've incorporated some of the Metro UI into the login screen, and B, for some fucked up reason, they're still pushing Ribbon and now putting it into Windows Explorer.
Oh yeah, boy!
What the fuck's up with that?
Does anybody even understand how to use Ribbon yet?
Is that what they call the stupid crap in the new office?
Yes, I've been trying for a year now to find shit, and I still don't know how to use it.
Actually, yes, it took me all of like a week and a half when I had it at work to get it down pat. You know what's cool? If you highlight something and it's like a picture, it pops up with a little thing over the ribbon you need and says, "Hey, stupid, the thing is you need to edit that or here."
I was pretty in cool. Excel the other day and it took me like a whole 10 minutes to figure out how to change the size of a cell.
You're dumb. You click the corner and drag.
Yeah, I think you're just
a moron. I meant to do it
that
precisely.
That doesn't have anything to do with ribbon.
No, you click it and drag it until it measures. It measures that at the bottom.
I wanted to do a precise measurement. And I'm looking at ribbon, trying to find which fucking tab has, you know, column width or row height. And I'm doing all the intuitive ones, right? I'm like the home one. I'm at the format one. It's not there. It was in some bullshit tab, like, I don't know, cell format or something like that.
So cell format is where you went to format the cell?
Cell and cell format, that's not intuitive.
Oh, I don't know. That does seem kind of confusing to me.
I don't know what argument you're trying to make here, Steven. Are you being sarcastic? Are you being ironic?
No, I'm really against ribbon. I think it's terrible.
Actually, the more I had to use it,
that makes sense.
The more I used it in an office setting, honestly, I dealt with Excel every day. That was what I did. I had giant spreadsheets on Excel. The more I use it at work, the more it made sense to me. But yeah, when you first switch over to ribbon, it completely pisses you off because nothing's in the same spot. And half the stuff, you know, that used to be under file isn't really there anymore. It's under like the stupid hover button, like the word button or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you actually get down the, like, if you honestly sit down and have to crank out like a couple of days worth of honest work on it, it makes a little more sense.
Luckily, I don't have any projects that require honest day's work of ribbon, but I'm still against it.
I bet you are, you silly sassy pants.
All right. Any other thoughts on Windows 8? The look of it, the Metro UI?
It's too early to make any judgments.
Yeah.
Yeah, early beta means a whole lot of nothing. Because that's going to change alpha about 800 times before it gets there.
Oh, yeah. Early alpha of Duke Nukem came out, what, like 15 years ago? Like, that's... I don't understand.
I should probably sue them for false advertising when the real one does come out.
They're not advertising it, retard. Jeez. We'll stop picking on you. You're going to kick me out of the podcast.
I won't kick you out. Because then we'd be lost. You're sort of our link between...
Nukem might come out. Right?
What?
What? Go back to wherever you were.
What are we talking about again? We in Windows. Okay, well, there's plenty of time. Windows beta will probably be revealed in September at the whatever convention they usually do in September that Microsoft participates in. That's when you should expect the first real screenshots of beta, which apparently are supposed to completely blow our minds on what Windows 8 looks like and how it's used.
Well, I remember that when Vista was being touted around as Longhorn, everyone was like, this is awesome. Yeah, Longhorn's awesome. What happened, guys? Nothing.
It was beautiful and the best operating system I've ever used.
I never had problems with Vista, you whiny little girls.
No, that's what I'm saying. It did not come out anything like the original Longhorn beta, because I had the original Longhorn, like, crack release thing, and it was like, crap, didn't run on any hardware that I had. But, and it definitely wasn't like Vista, which was also a hunk of crap and didn't run on any hardware I had.
Well, you're running a netbook.
I'm also running a desktop and another laptop.
iPhone 4 is getting an 8 megapixel camera from Sony. That's what the rumors say.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
The iPhone 4, the one that came out last year?
The iPhone 4.5 or 4S or whatever the hell they're going to call it. It's not going to be the iPhone 5, and you know it. It's going to be called the iPhone 4G or 4S or 4 Cox or something.
What if they could just go minimalist and just call it the iPhone?
Yeah. No, because that'd be jumping the shark, man. That's said. You know, I hope they do it, actually, because if that makes them jump the shark, that's the best.
It would make it sound revolutionary.
The
iPhone R. The R is for revolution.
The iPhone M for magical.
Man, we should be hired as Apple's naming department.
The iPhone M.
Meh.
iPhone M for meh.
Yeah, the iPhone next generation is going to be white. They're actually going to release it.
It's just going to be some kind of fucked up symbol. Everybody's going to be like, well, how do I order one of those?
It'll just be an exclamation point. why are they still trying really hard to release the white iPhone 4? I mean, it's not out yet. I mean, they're planning on supposedly getting it out. What do they say, in May? Why? Why even bother anymore?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, there's this cult following that goes with the white iPhone. Like everyone, I've always thought the white iPhone looked better than the black ones. Just because it's not something that, like, every phone you see is usually dark colored. So you see that light colored phone, it's like, oh, that's cool looking. But I think now they've just fucking missed the boat, man. Like, for whatever reason you couldn't fucking do it, it's time to just stop.
I think the reason was the same reason that the iPad is having issues, the white iPad, with, I mean, not issues, but if you're like trying to watch a movie on the iPad, on a white iPad, it just, the white bezel is just, does not make it look good. Makes it distracting, causes some bleed. But the black one actually makes it, I mean, that's why your TV, it doesn't have a white bezel, it's black, you know?
Yeah, well, don't give it a fucking white bezel, just make the back white, and then good to fucking go.
But that's not making it revolutionary and magical.
Well, that's how the old white iPhone was, because my 3GS was white and it was just the back. The bezel on the front was still black.
Yeah, like, that's fine. It just looks, it looks different than everything else out there. So just give it some white accents. I mean, black and chrome is, well, it's kind of boring.
Revolutionary, you mean?
It's not revolutionary. Every fucking motorcycle you see is fucking black and chrome. nothing's revolutionary about fucking black and chrome. White and chrome? No, that's classy.
They should have made the original iPhone white. Because, you know, once they went black,
they can't go back.
Huh.
Heyo.
I've heard that somewhere, I think.
I think it was in prison, Fido.
That was it.
Yeah.
I think people would be naturally scared to approach Vito on the street for some reason.
Oh, God. No, I'd probably walk up to him.
Why?
Punch him in the tit. Wouldn't we all?
Isn't that just a normal greeting? I mean, I do that all the time.
Sup, dude? Pow!
That would be awesome.
But Apple,
just in case anyone's wondering, the whole buy and act and an album and get 20 gigs works. I just did it. So Steven's not a liar.
In this particular instance.
So, yes. So that was it with the iPhone. It might be coming out in the fall, which makes more and more sense now. Actually, I was thinking the other day. Did we talk about the last podcast, the conspiracy theory about the HARP earthquake making machine, how the Americans used it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
It was pretty funny. I was laughing at myself the other day that the rumors about the iPhone being pushed back to the fall, with, you know, to try to put it in line with the iPad 3 and stuff like that. And I was thinking to myself, well, maybe Apple caused the Japanese earthquake as a way to justify, the product being pushed back.
Really?
What the fuck?
You're a terrible person.
That's what they bought all that land for, and they were going to build a cloud service. But no, now it's actually an earthquake generating machine.
That's what Steve Jobs did, and that way he could cover up and say, "Hey."
But the thing was, they couldn't get it all the way through the earth.
What?
They couldn't get it all the way through the earth accurately, so that's why he tore down his mansion so they could put the other part of the earthquake machine on that land that, you know, some random news blog decided to pay an airline or a pilot to fly over and take pictures of. They put the other part of the earthquake machine there where his house used to be, and boom, magic earthquake. It's revolutionary.
It's a revolutionary. It's the most minimalist earthquake you've ever seen.
Lightest, thinnest earthquake ever created.
No, we made it thinner than the previous.
So now the delay in the parts coming out of Japan for the iPhone and the iPad, it makes sense. We have to delay it to the fall.
And we'll send us all to hell.
We're on to you, Steve Jobs. We're on to you.
We're never going to ever get any sort of communication open with them.
I'll probably send him an email, like, you know how he usually responds to people on his email address. I'll probably just get a fuck you back.
Fuck you.
Even if it's just like a, hi, Steve, how's it going? Go fuck yourself. Okay. Also, if you're looking to buy an iMac or a Mac Mini, wait, it's at the end of its product cycle. There's going to be, I think somebody just mentioned in the chat too, Sandy Bridge is coming to the new iMacs. Two Bears, yes, you mentioned it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would definitely wait, even if you don't want the greatest, newest and greatest, because you're going to pay too much if you don't wait.
True. True that. All right. March 2011 browser market share. Anyone surprised? What was the March 2011 market share that was so revolutionary we needed a topic about it?
Oh, no, but if you just read anything straight off the teleprompter, can I put, you know, fuck you, San Diego, in there? Or go fuck yourself?
So apparently, Internet Explorer has 55.92% of the market share in the world.
IE6 rocking hard at 10%.
11, I round up.
Okay.
That's sad, because IE7... You know what's funny, though? I had IE6 at my old job until they upgraded to IE7, finally. And it's one of those things, because IE6 comes with XP and a lot of people don't like to upgrade it for whatever stupid reason, that IE6 has more users than IE7, but I got more usability out of IE6 because IE7 thinks it can render everything and it can't render anything. So at least in IE6, you know what, it's not going to work, and it just tries to load like the retard version. IE7 needs to load the retard version, but thinks it's like, you know, not retarded. That rant went nowhere.
We're also being told by our listeners that Jake MG bought an album for $1 on Amazon MP3 and got the upgrade. So as low as $1, you get $19 off your yearly.
Wait, did he get a $1 hand job?
I don't know.
$1 hand jobs.
Oh God, I do not want to revisit that episode.
I was about to ask if you completely forgot about that.
I was like, where did I hear that before? Oh shit, that was us.
Hey guys, I heard that on a podcast.
We were those deviant bastards.
Does anybody use the Color app? Out of curiosity.
I don't even know what that is.
I keep hearing about it from all like the fancy pants people, like all the tech bloggers. But I don't see a point.
I guess everybody's pissed off that they got like $40 million in funding for an app that doesn't work unless somebody else is using it within like 100 feet from you. And you guys can share pictures.
Yeah,
what
people,
the fuck?
Everyone is like, I want an invite, or I have an invite, or this is kind of cool. And then they're like, you know, they realize that it's not really working, so they go on rants about how it has zero, you know, security with your personal stuff, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. People just like to bitch.
I
have a color
weird
app on my phone. It's where you color pictures out of a coloring book, and it's way more fun.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whoever said Windows 7 didn't have anything, or Windows Phone said it didn't have anything.
You sure as hell didn't say it, because you can't say anything. Oh.
You've been muted.
You were cutting out Bazooka Fox.
Am I? He's also stuttering.
Disconnecting left and right.
No, you're okay now if you say something.
Alright.
Yay!
Except for the stutter.
Well, nobody's perfect.
I am.
Well, I'm going to debate that. I don't think that's true.
How do you explain your Windows Phone 7 purchase?
Boom! Fuck you. right in the eye hole.
For all the bashing you gave me tonight, I deserve one punch. All right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Should just use the safe word, man. Come on.
The safe word.
All right. So Sony apparently has been getting a weaker and weaker case with the whole GeoHot lawsuit. Is that what people are saying now?
They were trying to connect him to, like, this PlayStation Network account. And they claim the serial number is different than the one that they actually got, that they took from him. Like, they don't match up. And then, like, they're wanting to try have the case done in California.
But what happens if it's done in California? What's the difference?
That's just where they want to do it. I don't know what the difference is, but that's what they want to do. But they're having problems because on none of the packaging on the box, and if you don't read through the manuals, it doesn't say, it says this is a product of Sony Japan and not of Sony Computer Electronics.
Yeah, whatever the Entertainment. American.
Yeah. Sony Computer Entertainment America, SCEA.
I know GeoHot was saying that, and I guess somebody else came to his defense too, his neighbor, that his neighbor had loaned him his PS3 to GeoHot, or loaned his network, rather. I guess his internet was down, and GeoHot let him piggyback on his network.
Yeah.
And the neighbor's saying that he used his PS3, and that name that they're accusing GeoHot of having was actually the neighbor's and not his.
Yeah. I don't know. Sony just seemed to be making a big deal out of this. They should just stop. Like,
stop being a little bitch.
This whole thing would go away if you just quit giving a shit.
They can't. Not now. They've made too much of a stink about it to just turn it in.
Well,
now.
Yeah. Now they're through the looking glass. They've gone too far. But if, like, months ago they'd just been like, okay, we don't give a shit. Please don't do this anymore. Be done. Don't give a shit. Makes things much better.
Well, no, because at some point, as a business, you have to care, or else you're not going to make money, and then you're not going to have business.
Well, they asked him to stop, and he pretty much stopped distributing it. Other people kept doing it, but he wasn't.
That's the thing. They're trying to, you know, once he puts, like, his crack out there, it's like trying to take a video down from YouTube. Like that one lady who flipped her shit and decided to hate all Asian students in her school. She went on like a 5-minute rant or whatever about Asian students and how they go ching chong and then whatever. But she tried to pull it down, you know, from YouTube or whatever. It doesn't matter. People have already downloaded it. People have already copied it. Once you put it out there, if you can do all you can to pull it back, but it's not coming back. It's staying up there.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not going away, but look, the problem with I have though is like. It doesn't fuck up a PlayStation, and not everyone can fucking do it. It's not... They claim piracy, but I don't see piracy being that big of a problem.
No, because I don't think anyone actually uses the PS3 for games. Burn.
It's a fucking media system. It's not a gaming system anymore.
I use it for games.
I use my Xbox for media system.
Lie to
the
us.
Only, yeah,
Steven.
The only thing it doesn't have is a Blu-ray player for my Xbox.
Yeah,
I can stream music.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
Oh, you're done.
Well, allow me to.
Go ahead, sir.
I use mine for watching Blu-rays and streaming from my PC, like converting all of my MKV, my high def movies. I stream them. From the computer to the PlayStation. I can't remember the last time I played a game on that thing.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a really cool... Like, if you're into racing, you know, like the Gran Turismo comes out, it's playing some... I'm not a racing sim fan, so I'm not going to argue that with you.
Oh, Forza.
Okay, fine, Forza. Whatever.
Just say if some awesome game like Drake's Fortune comes out.
There you go, Drake's Fortune. Or Duke Nukem 3D, or Duke Nukem, yeah, the next Duke Nukem, not Duke Nukem 3D. If that comes out on the PlayStation.
Duke Nukem 3D.
Duke Nukem 4G.
Duke Nukem 5.
It'll be here by 2050 at least.
At least.
I have a PS3 and I play games on it and I stream stuff on the PC.
What do you play?
That's your, do you have like an Xbox? Public service announcement.
I do not have
Steven
Xbox.
Callis. I use my PS3 for gaming.
I can only afford one console.
Okay. That's why I don't have a PS3 because I want a Blu-ray player. But I can't see.
I will admit that Steam has sort of taken the appeal out of my PS3.
Oh, they have deals and everything.
Yeah, and the fact that I bought a controller for it too, so my PS3 is sort of just sat there until an awesome new game comes out.
Yeah, I can see that.
War.
Or MVC.
Yeah, or MVC. But on the topic of piracy, news also broke that. The federal judge who rules on file sharing cases with the RIAA, she actually was a former RIAA lobbyist and was the only RIAA lobbyist at one company for about 2 years, like 2009 and 2008 or something like that.
Yeah, I read about that and I thought that that might maybe possibly be grounds for recusing yourself, because that's just way too close to home.
Yeah, public of interest.
I'm pretty sure that whatever she rules, it's going to be overturned by the next appeal.
It really seems conflicting interests.
Is she's not a Supreme Court justice, right? No.
No, she's
So I don't see any way that. That is instant grounds for an appeal. Because you have an intricate knowledge of it already.
Yeah, really.
I mean, as a judge, it would be stupid to even try to do that because no matter what you say, it's pretty much going to get thrown out of the window. Even if you rule the complete bass-ackwards away from everyone the way everyone thinks you're going to do it.
Well, the article says right away, judges in Texas, West Virginia, and Illinois had all ruled recently that such lawsuits were defective in various ways. But Howell gave her cases the green light. So automatically she's okaying it, as opposed to what everybody else is saying no.
I want to know who keeps paying the RIAA. I think it's just lawyers convincing companies that they need them around. That's all it is.
They're going to get their money from the $30 trillion damages they will reap out of LimeWire
from that fourth grader that downloaded 3 50 cent songs.
Seriously, the government
50 cent.
The world is printing out money right now to pay for LimeWire. The $30 trillion. Australia is going into debt because of it.
All because you didn't want to pay for the N-Man and the Snoopy Poop Dog.
That was such a great video clip. N-Man and Snoopy Poop Dog.
These kids aren't writing thank you letters. They're wearing their pants all sagging and their hats on backwards, listening to the N-Man and the Snoopy Poop Dog, and I think they don't like them.
really, just don't. Don't talk when you're that old trying to talk about music. You're just embarrassing yourself.
Okay, I know Kevlar just booted, lifted off the noise cast, but in
he
my
he was talking
IRC...
about wrestling.
Oh.
I stand by myself.
In my little IRC thing, I heard a huge explosion and it freaked me out. It was like, when it does that, it made an explosion noise. It was like,
what kind of highly animated IRC client do you use?
It's called Colloquy.
Oh, Colloquy, yeah.
Colloquy, that thing.
Yeah, don't... You're asking him to pronounce a word in English. Come on now. Anyway, I just found a topic. Apparently TiVo's customer email list was hacked.
Yes.
So the only information obtained was your first name and or email address.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's real critical information right there.
It seems like there's a database hack every week nowadays.
Well, the thing is, if I check my spam inbox, it's funny because these people know a lot about me, like the fact that I really like my penis and what my email address is. It's weird that people who email me would know what that is.
understand.
Maybe it's just one of us that's sending you email messages disguised as spam.
Okay, I'm going to reply then.
Sorry.
I'm going to go through and hit reply all on some of these, because I know not all of them hide the other email addresses.
Did you know that you should not be hitting spam if you're, if spam makes it through to your inbox? You should just delete it. Because if you hit spam, then the ISP or whoever will send a message back to the sender saying, blah, 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 you are, we're sending spam. And then the spammer will know that it's a legitimate email address. And then they'll just sign you up for more spam. So just hit delete.
That is a top tip.
See, that
tip
doesn't
right
make
there.
Any sense.
But how does the ISP
it
get the
goes
information?
Back in spam, so I don't see it.
I'm saying if you do see it, if it does make it through to your inbox.
Yes, I hit spam, so it goes in my spam box, so I don't see it anymore.
But the minute
if they keep sending it, then it keeps going to the spam box, and I don't see it anymore.
Spammers don't only have one email address, okay? It's not spammer29@AOL.com that sends you everything.
Spammer29.
Yeah.
AOL.com.
And if I doubt they're going to copy and paste a different message. It's going to say the same thing. It's either going to be in Chinese or it's going to say Viagra, Cialis, girl on girl. Yeah, I just went through my spam box and that's about all I saw.
All right. On the topic of that, WTF news time.
Yay.
Yeah. Right.
It's amazing what Viagra
WTF
will bring.
News time.
WTF news time. Yeah.
Yeah. We need a sound clip for this. We'll ask Marion to record one for us.
Yeah.
She could do a collab with DJ Orphic.
Ooh. If that he's sober. Sweet. I think last time he was around these parts, he was quite unsober.
All right. First WTF news story. Did we talk about the guy bringing beer into his DUI hearing last week?
Yeah, we did that last
yep.
week.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well, this
is a new one. And just
this is
good.
A new one. This is involving a forger who showed up in court with a forged doctor's note.
Isn't that great?
A California woman facing nearly 5 years in prison for forging drug prescriptions showed up for sentencing with a phony doctor's note seeking delay in the proceedings.
That she has some major cojones.
She either has...
Everybody, meet the woman with bigger nuts than you.
Or a smaller brain.
Or that. Maybe a little both. Who knows?
That's one of those things, though. Like, she believes that, hey, this is going to work.
Well,
yeah, they'll fall for this.
When she handed it in, the prosecutor just called up the doctor to validate it. And the doctor pretty much said, no, we never did that. So the woman decided to order her into custody, in which she then collapsed on the floor.
Trying to fake the heart attack.
She tried to forge her own death.
Yeah, that reminds me of The Love Guru, where the midget has a heart attack and then they try to shock him back to life, but he's on an ice rink and he goes flying across the ice and into the goal.
I did not see that terrible movie.
It makes me giggle a lot. I don't watch it when I'm it's not like a pay all attention to it. It's like a throw it on in the background and giggle every once in a while.
Well, next up on the topic list, Gurry the Hen becomes a cock. Yes, what that
yeah,
really means
that.
Is a chicken got a
weird.
Sex change into a rooster. So Gurry the
but
Hen...
But it was a 100% natural sex change. It just happened. Like all hormonally.
You know, I hate it when I wake up in the morning and I just have a vagina. Just hate you know it. Why? You know why? Because you wear skinny jeans and your body is forced to cope.
Oh, they're so comfortable, though.
No, they're not.
No, they are. Scientists
how do you know?
You mad, Kevlar?
Because testicles were never meant to be smashed up like that. That's why I wear boxer shorts.
I can't wear boxers. Gotta let them swing.
TMI.
Gotta let them swing.
Boxer briefs for me, sir. Much more better.
You know, I tried the boxer briefs, but they just, I don't know.
They're too comfortable, too awesome.
Scientists say that chickens can undergo sex changes naturally.
Dude, really part of this conversation.
I like how he just trying to kind of like closes his eyes and forges ahead every time he doesn't like what's going on.
The first time something was afoot was with Gertie when she stopped laying eggs That was the first sign of trouble. And sooner or later, she grew a dark plumage and scarlet coxcomb atop her head with both. What the fuck's a coxcomb?
It's the thing on top of her head.
The big red flappy thing.
Okay.
That's a coxcomb. It's a cock, and that's his comb, because it has little comby things on it.
Basically, it keeps from getting crabs, okay?
Anyway. Yes. So, sex change chicken turns into a rooster. Interesting. Okay.
That's kind of fucking weird.
Yes. Okay. Moving on to WTF stories. You know, we had Survival Week at the Noisecast this last week and a half. We're almost
still over. Going on. Still going yep. on.
I think we have till Tuesday or something. But Popular Mechanics published a story on how to steer clear of an angry bovine or cow attack survival guide.
Nice pun there. Steer clear of a bovine.
So it includes interesting tips like. If your cow or bull that you know, if you have a cow or a bull that you know to be prone to violent outbursts, get rid of it. Have a nice steak dinner. Invite your friends.
Here's one. Avoid getting into a confined space with a cow, meaning do not share a toilet stall with a cow.
So we all basically someone from their organization saw our Survival Week and decided to do their own thing.
Yes, because Popular Mechanics tries. It is just
as ridiculous as their shit too.
Popular Mechanics tries so hard to mimic us.
They should because they're hilarious.
Have you seen us?
Come on. Carry a broom, not necessarily to smack the cows, but to make yourself look taller.
Jeez, cows are dumber than people from Arkansas.
Cows are pretty dumb. I've chased around my share of cows, and they're pretty retarded.
I like this one. Be careful what you carry. The CDC study concludes that a 38-year-old Nebraska farmer who had a syringe full of a bovine antibiotic in his pocket when a cow knocked him down. The medicine was accidentally injected into his body and killed him. So basically, don't carry open giant needles full of cow drugs in your pocket. Or any drugs, I guess.
That is definitely a word to the wise.
I've made that mistake before, you know.
Cow apocalypse guide. Only on Popular Mechanics.
Why is it always apocalypse? That bothers me.
Well, when cows start attacking, it's not like...
Why don't we just call it something smart like Mad Cow Outbreak?
Because
then people stop eating meat again.
At least more for us.
It's not so. This article isn't so much about cows attacking. It's how menacing the cow is and how it can kill you.
And my question is how many people who read Popular Mechanics have interactions with cows on a regular basis? I cannot imagine that it's really high enough for them to write this article. But this may have been one of those drunken office party ideas that. Or, you know, the dude who wrote it lost the bet. Yeah.
Speaking of drunken office party ideas, if you're looking for a clown for your latest office party, touchytheclown.com.
I'm totally going on this website.
I looked at it, and I honestly cannot tell if it's a joke or if it's serious.
Well, he starts every party off with a prayer and a Bible verse. And then let the touching begin. All the games are not only fun, but educational. But for instance, we play good touch, bad touch. Who touched me? Let's trade clothes. I touch you. You touch me. And disclaimer that if you're in Illinois, he won't go into details. However, touchy isn't available for parties with little children in the state of Illinois until the year 2014. But all other states are fine.
Again, can't tell if it's serious.
Can't tell if it's trolling.
Funny. Not sure if serious.
That's what makes it fantastic.
Need to get in touch with Touchy? Shoot me an email at touchy@touchytheclown.net. Oh, no, it's touch@touchytheclown.com.
He covers all sorts of parties. Contact me for birthdays, scouting events, youth groups,
guys,
surprises.
Guys. he's got a Boy Scout meeting in the middle of June.
Does he really?
We need to have an intervention.
Party.
We need to stop church. This.
Yeah, we Boy need Scouts. To have an intervention. Surprises. He does perform surprises for your little boy's party.
Why the name Touchy?
No parents allowed.
I'm a touch clown. Tickles, strokes, cuddles, and yes, sometimes little spankings. I'm all about touching.
Okay, yeah, the more I read this, it's kind of...
creepy.
Can't tell if serious.
Yeah, this last line is
exactly. It.
So if your little boys are starved for the human touch and you don't live in Illinois, why not contact Touchy and have me come over there and touch them? Okay, this is bullshit. Not real.
Although I'm pretty still sure creepy. Some of,
I'm He's pretty still sure coming some, over to our next meeting.
Some of our listeners probably are already emailing him.
Can we get him on the podcast?
For our next party.
For next week. Next week on the podcast. Touch the clown.
Yeah, just call up Lifton. He'll be our guest speaker. He's probably touchy. Okay. Moving away from Touchy the Clown. How is this stuff still popping up in the news?
I wonder how often people say move away from Touchy the Clown.
Okay, Australian woman finds a face of Jesus Christ in a three cheese pizza. This stuff is still happening.
How many?
Dude, it's for sale on eBay for $65.
Oh, God.
Well, I was going to say, if that was like next door, maybe I'd go get it, but I don't even see the Jesus face. I kind of see a face. I think Jesus might be offended because it looks like something from South Park.
I'm just, what it's been like, what, 10 years now since the grilled cheese, or was it
yeah.
The grilled cheese Jesus face? On eBay?
There's a Jesus face pretty much everywhere. There's like the Jesus potato chip. The thing is,
they assume anything that looks like a face with a beard is Jesus. You know, it could just be a dead guy, you know, just trying to talk to people.
Or it could just be your mind playing tricks, man.
Or it could be the dude at the pizza thing was like, hey, I'm going to make a face on this. I bet you $5 they think it's Jesus.
I like that idea the best. That's the leading theory.
Trolling.
Might be Jerry Garcia.
That's a good point. I bet Jerry Garcia would be like a stellar internet troll.
Dude, I wouldn't mind having Jerry Garcia on my pizza.
I think him physically on my pizza would be a little disturbing, but
But just his face, that'd be an awesome fucking pizza. I'd pay extra for that.
Yeah, tip the guy pretty well. Speaking of which, do any of you check your pizzas when you pick them up at the door? Like if you get it delivered?
Yep. I make sure that they brought me the pizza that I wanted.
Yeah. I started to as of last week when I ordered a pizza and I got completely the wrong one and size. It was like all this other crazy shit on it, like pineapples. Ugh.
Oh, that's pineapple the best. And jalapeno is. You're gonna thank me for this. Pineapple and jalapeno pizza is awesome.
Whatever I usually get is
does not pineapple on my pizza.
Yes, pineapple, thank Canadian you, ham, and jalapeno. It's the way to go.
Just say Canadian ham.
Or
why is Canadian bacon?
Okay. It's ham. It's just ham.
It's fucking ham.
But it's called it's Canadian bacon. It has a fucking name.
I don't care what
Use
you
it.
Call it. It's still fucking ham.
It's just ham.
But it's not Canadian ham. Can we agree on that?
Oh.
Okay,
yeah,
we will agree
fucked up,
with that.
All right. I fucked up.
It's still ham. It may not be Canadian ham, but it is ham.
It's Canadian, so it's wrong.
All right. Last WTF story on the list tonight before we go on to our other big story, more or less, is that exorcism is a topic of a 6-day conference at the Regina Apostolorum, some Vatican place in Rome.
You need me to read this in English? Where is this?
Regina Apostolorum Pontifical University in Rome.
Oh, that's not in English.
Okay, whatever. It's under the Vatican authority. Exorcism is a topic that everybody's talking about there. And the big topic about exorcism is the internet. Turns out a surge in Satanism fueled by the internet has led to a sharp rise in the demand for exorcists, the Roman Catholic Church has warned. In just a few minutes, you can contact Satanist groups and research occultism.
Yeah, I found some goth kid's MySpace page.
The conference is not about how Satanism. To become an exorcist. It's to share information about exorcism. So yeah, the internet is the reason why exorcism is becoming popular and requiring more exorcists.
It doesn't have anything to do with the movie about exorcism, and I think we should blame Keanu Reeves.
We should blame him for a lot more things.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm getting the ball rolling with exorcism being popular.
Catholic Church disapproves. All right. For those of you that felt Engadget, good old our fearless leader Agrippa decides to show up 2 hours later and inform us in the live chat that Josh Topolsky's new project that everybody's been speculating about. I mean, it's been no secret that Engadget editor. Josh Topolsky.
That's all, folks.
I told you that was a scratching sound from my thing. I don't know what the fuck happened because Ustream bot joined. The fuck is that? Anyway, his next project is he's going to be starting up the tech section with Neelay Patel at SB Nation. That is his next project.
Ooh,
the fuck is SB Nation?
How do you not know what SB Nation is?
Why don't you explain it to me? Because I
just fucking answer
not
the question.
Either. Yeah, it's I don't know new, either.
It's a sports blog, pretty much. Okay.
No.
It's
like
I don't follow sports by Brooks, blogs because if there's chicks, because I've been there, I've seen Sports by Brooks, but I don't give a fuck about the sports. He seems to find every big titty girl on the planet and put them in tiny little shirts. That's where I go.
If there's one thing about in my life that doesn't need commentary, it's people's talking about sports. What happens in the game happens in the game. These people get paid to play the game. Don't need anything else.
Okay, this sort of deviates from what Neely and Josh, what they're doing is they're doing the whole tech thing, which makes absolutely doesn't fit at all.
Zero into sense.
It doesn't fit into SB Nation at all. But according to Josh, people at SB Nation share my vision of what publishing looks like in the year 2011. So for 2011, not 2012, this is what he'll be doing. The fact that they choose SB Nation, and probably you'll see the other Engadget editors who left joining them.
So weird.
Definitely.
I'd like to see where this goes.
Interesting.
But hey, this could be the first step as how usually companies come up. Like Boy Genius Support now runs the BGR network. You know, they have a whole bunch of other stuff. Pop Sugar now has Tech Sugar and stuff like that. So stuff like that. Anyway.
So like was it
Cheeseburger?
Know Your Meme is now owned by the Cheeseburger Network.
Yeah, so this is probably just SB Nation expanding to different mediums and becoming an actual network, you know?
Well, that'll be a little more exciting.
Yeah.
So
keep an eye on them. I don't know why we didn't send Steven or Agrippa down there with knee pads to try to convince them to come join our crew.
Knee pads?
Yeah.
No response? Very well.
Yeah.
Not, hey, I don't give blowjobs. Nothing.
I'm just trying to find a way to wrap this up.
$1 hand job.
Now we really need to wrap this up.
Same end result, but hey, now you got a dollar.
We wished nothing but the best to Josh and Neelay and whoever else helps them out in creating the new site at SB Nation. So Godspeed, gentlemen. Good luck. And let's wrap this before we derail any further.
They've already derailed pretty hard when they were talking about underwear.
Yeah, we...
Why?
We derail all the time.
I have an image in my head with Kevlar and briefs and Vito and boxers in a room sharing boxer a beer briefs. Together.
If you want to see me and briefs in your head,
you are issues. Welcome. Oh, we got the Ustream bot again, and he's a moderator in the chat. Why are you back? I think if we get so many censored comments in there, he just pops in.
Like, what the fuck is going on over here?
We got Rasma Jams and...
Yes, Jazzy's in. Hi, Jazz.
Who?
She says we need some censored on this show, but I don't know what the censored said.
maybe she just said censored.
It's time to wrap this up before we get any more censored than we already are. So, well,
they can't hold us down. We'll never be censored.
I have no idea where that was from.
I just made it up. Oh. Sorry, it wasn't very good.
This was episode 25 of the Noisecast. As always, you can find us at Twitter. Not Twitter. Twitter at Twitter.com.
You sure it's not Twitter?
I'm pretty positive, Vito.
Is it Twitter in Greece?
They haven't invented Twitter over there yet. They're just starting up with Facebook, learning how to work it. And apparently,
how do they pronounce it?
Facebook.
Oh, I'm not gonna go there.
They were making fun of us a few years ago. You have a Facebook, anti-social America. Now they're
and you're
using
like,
it.
You don't have internet. I have casinos.
Internet.
As well, you can find us at twitter.com/noisecast. Also, at thenoisecast.com, our official mothership. We're writing up stories, finishing up Survival Week this week, and Agrippa will be sending us our new writing assignment. Apparently, he's in all editor mode recently with these writing assignments. But
I'm stoked. Like a chimney.
I have no idea what it's going to be. So I'm in the dark as well as with the rest of you guys.
Kind of like we're in the dark for that awesome April Fool's prank that made me want to vomit.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I gotta say, it definitely was like probably the most ironic April Fool's prank.
You know what I really liked about it?
I approve.
It was broken. Like none of the shit didn't work that it was how it was supposed to work, which sort of mimicked the whole Gawker thing.
Yeah.
I think it worked out fantastic. I got a good chuckle. I chortled, in fact.
I laughed about it repeatedly.
Okay, so yeah, thenoisecast.com, where we sort of should start writing more articles. Hint, hint, people.
I haven't found stuff to write about. It's been kind of slow.
It has been. But anyway, you can also contact us there at our email section, our contact us section. Any suggestions, comments, questions you have. But on tonight's episode, we had Bazooka Fox.
Yo.
Yes, you.
Yeah, I said yo, but go on.
Fucking terrible.
Gonzo Ryder.
Another one in the bag.
Kevlar Menace.
$1 hand jobs. Steven Spice.
Vito number 9.
I'm going to try bikini briefs now.
For fuck's sake.
I'm going to throw up. Banana hammock.
I hope you wax first.
Oh.
Just end it, Steven. Just end it.
I got to take it one toke over the line, man.
Oh, my God. This was a noise cast. Goodbye and good riddance.
Noise cast.
tragedy. Cherish wounds and care for it just like your lover. Yeah, you can't hold on to the thrill, so I hope you find your will to follow through. We invented and now and hold on to who you love. We are dry and blown like dust since we were young. To the thrill, so I hope you find your will to follow through. What we invented and now ended. Hold on to who you love. We are dry and blown like dust since we were young. I know you're busy, but please won't you come visit me? You are a nameless ghost. On your bag of bones that won't mess with your vision. You're sitting in your kitchen while you sleep tonight. He will eat you young and you will act surprised. You can't hold.